Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 16th August 2022. Top stories for today. Former Navy Chief Tan Sri Ahmad Ramli Mohammad Noor pleaded guilty at the Kuala Lumpur Sessions Court earlier today to three charges of criminal breach of trust over the Littoral Combat Ship scandal. Ahmad Ramli is accused of fraudulently approving payments worth 21.08 million ringgit to three firms in his capacity without the company's board agreement. The case has been set for mention on November 24th. The federal court earlier today dismissed former Prime Minister Dato Sri Najib Razak's application to include additional evidence in his final appeal against the guilty verdict in the SRC International Syndrome Berhad case, as Chief Justice Tengku Maimun Tuan Mat said that it has no relevance to the former Prime Minister's knowledge of the 42 million ringgit. Meanwhile, Najib's lead counsel, Hisham Tepo Tek, requested for time to deal with the main appeal, after the Chief Justice dismissed the defence application to include new evidence. Malaysia reported a total of 2,437 new COVID-19 cases as of Monday, pushing the overall cumulative to exceed the 300,000 mark since the pandemic hit the country. According to the Health Ministry, a total of 3,658 patients recovered and were discharged. Based on the data from the COVID-19 portal, another 8 COVID-related deaths were reported yesterday, with 2 classified as brought in dead. On the international front, a Chinese research ship has docked in Sri Lanka's port despite Indian concerns. A Chinese research ship has docked in Sri Lanka's port despite Indian concerns. According to port officials, the Yuan Wang 5 was given permission to dock on the condition it would not carry out research while in Sri Lankan waters. However, India fears China will use the port near Asia-Europe shipping route as a military base. The UN's new special envoy for Myanmar, Nolin Hazer, begins a trip today after a junta court sentenced ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to jail. Hazer will focus on addressing the deteriorating situation and immediate concerns as well as other priority areas of her mandate. And angry supporters of defeated presidential candidate Raila Odinga hurled stones alleging vote rigging as police fired tear gas to disperse them. Within minutes of President-elect William Ruto's victory, tires and wooden stalls were set ablaze and used to barricade off a major intersection. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.